From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend Larry Power, minister of Corrigarie Free Presbyterian Church, Drum, County Monaghan, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
I would like to read a verse for you today from Psalm 16 and the verse 9, the words of the psalmist David. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. We know that in every walk of life there is a great deal of agitation, a restlessness. There is that want of peace of mind and tranquility. There is agitation and unease among neighbours and among nations. We know that war can flare up very quickly and at any time. And the amazing thing is that even in the animal kingdom, there is friction and there is fighting. We're all familiar with the saying, nature is red in tooth and claw. Why is there this lack of peace and this quietness, this lack, this awful restlessness? Now, of course, for the answer, we must turn to the Word of God. And the Bible tells us the problem is found in the heart of man. It's because, dear friends, his heart is not right with God. He hasn't a right relationship with his Maker. Therefore, he's at war. There's war within. Yes, and very often there is trouble with his neighbour and with his fellow man and fightings among nations. There is no greater unhappiness than to be tossed about with cares and fears. What is the essential part of happiness? Surely it consists in this. It consists in peace of heart. Having peace of heart and mind. Our verse here speaks about good cheer within. Let us note it carefully, what great words they are. Therefore my heart is glad. The psalmist here is speaking about life with joy, living a life with joy and cheer. It is a mental calm he's referring to here in this verse. It is the outcome of faith in God. It is the result of being reconciled to the God of heaven through Jesus Christ. This comes about, of course, when anyone is brought into a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. May I ask you a personal question today? Do you possess this personal peace, this mental tranquility, this calm within your heart and within your soul today? There can only be good cheer when there is confidence in God alone. It is all the result of mercy received through God's blessed Son. The believer knows his life is in God's hands. That is the one today who is saved by the grace of God. He is protected and he is provided for. So there is cheer and there is joy in the heart, even when things are not going according to plan. And of course, troubles come to the child of God, just as they do to anybody else. But he knows that God has his hand upon him. And he knows everything is under his control and his guidance. That's why he has peace. And at the bottom of everything, there is this settled joy, this good cheer. Now, of course, it is useless to think that we can possess this joy and this calm of mind and heart apart from Christ. The Lord Jesus is the source of all blessing, in whom we have redemption, the Word of God tells us, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. And of course, the Christian's joy is replenished as we come into God's presence continually. In fact, in this very psalm we read in the verse 11, these tremendous words, "In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." If your heart is glad today, it is because God has blessed you with his salvation and has given you peace. Perhaps your heart today is heavy. It's like the waves of the troubled sea. True contentment then is found in Christ alone. And of course, a cheerful heart leads to something else. That is praise and worship. Where there's good cheer within, the tongue will be ready for to praise and to give thanks. That's what the psalmist here really means when he speaks about my glory, he says, rejoiceth. He's referring to the tongue. And the experience of the heart is expressed with the tongue. Only the true Christian can really worship God because he experiences what he sings. Here is a true test for us all. Do you know that you have been delivered today from the wrath to come and from hell? Then you have a song to sing. There is thanksgiving because you know that your sins have all been cleansed, have been dealt with through the Lord Jesus Christ and through his redeeming blood. You see, the unbeliever only goes through the motions, as it were, the ceremony, but the heart is not in it. There is no love there for God. There is no appreciation of what he has done in sending his son to die for sinners. But the believer has experienced this, and so his heart is moved and he's blessed with this experience, knowing God's love and God's pardon and God's mercy. There is praise upon his lips, and he sings joyfully of what God means to him and what the Lord has done for him. What a wonderful gift, the gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when anyone becomes a Christian, a true believer, that peace of mental tranquility and calm becomes theirs as a possession and as a gift from God. But not only that, the psalmist here speaks as well of good hope for death. He says, "My flesh also shall rest in hope." Oh, what a great thing this is, to have a sure hope in the face of death. And we know that death will come to us all in our turn, something we can't avoid, something we can't escape. In fact, the word of God refers to death as the great enemy. It's the great enemy of man. But death has come upon us all as a result of the fall of our first parents. But the great question is, are you prepared? Am I prepared? Are we ready to meet death? Thank God I can say today, I am ready to meet death. I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Saviour. And though I am sinful and have many faults, yet he has saved me. And I know that when death comes, that I'm going to be with him forever and forever. Oh, you need to be prepared. You need to be ready today for to meet death. And you can be ready. And you can possess this peace, this tranquility that we have spoken of in the blessed Son of God. It's a gift. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. It's the peace of God that passes all understanding. Not only will he give you peace, but he'll give you a new song as well. He'll give you praise in your heart, praise upon your lips, and thanksgiving for what he has done. There is coming, the word of God reminds us, a great resurrection for the Christian and for the unchristian alike. We read of this in John chapter 5, in the verses 28 and 29. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Oh, what a moment that will be, the resurrection morning. And it is approaching. For many, of course, the resurrection will be an awful moment. It will mean eternal loss and ruin forever in hell. That's an awful thing. But for those in Christ, it will mean life everlasting and glory forever and forever. No wonder then that David could say, "Therefore, my heart is glad." It was, of course, because he knew God, and God was his friend and his protector. He had a song to sing, that of praise and worship. So here is then the good news, dear friend, for you today. Do you desire to have this hope in the hour of death? A peace and a confidence? Thank God you may have it and be sure of it. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ died, but he rose again from the dead. And he has conquered death. And he takes away the fear of death for all those who trust him. Listen to his word. "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." The gospel is good news and glad tidings to every thirsty heart. The one thing needful, of course, is the new birth, a new nature. And except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Our sins must be dealt with. The only one that can forgive us our sins and wash us is the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. There must be repentance, a turning away and a forsaking of all sin, because sin is hateful in the sight of God. He is holy, and he has told us that he will punish every sin. Now, you can never know this happiness and this gladness as long as you desire to live in sin and for to practice sin. But repentance is a gift which he gives to all sincerely who call upon him. Come to him this day. Come trusting, come believing, and come just as you are, and receive of God's free gift and of his free pardon today. How is it today in your life? Are you filled with troubles and cares? Is there a restlessness? Is there a mental uneasiness today? There is an answer. There's an answer for every trouble, for every care. It is not found in me, it is not found in a church as such or denomination, but it is found in the person of Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who came to deliver men from their sins and to give them life everlasting. He gives us a hope that is steadfast and sure in the face of death. Oh, receive it today and call upon the Lord alone for mercy and trust him. Amen, and may God bless these few thoughts to our hearts.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. You may hear Reverend Power preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. here in Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum. For further information, you may phone us on 047-54-990. That's 047-54-990. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.